This is Gareth Schweitzer reporting from near the Euphrates River, about 30 kilometers south of Baghdad, for Talk Radio News Service. We encountered a number of POWs, prisoners of war, today in two groups. One, as we drove towards the Euphrates River, a small group of prisoners surrounded by Constantina wire on the left side of the road, heavily, heavily guarded. As we crossed the river onto the far side, which is still sort of dangerous territory, there was a firefight near us. Two Iraqi POWs were taken with a rocket-propelled grenade very close to where we were, about 200 meters away, in fact. They were taken into custody by American troops and stripped off of their uniforms to make sure that there were no explosives wired to their bodies. Their weapons were obviously separated a good distance from them. Then they gave these guys bottled water. Both soldiers were crying. And they tried to give them MREs, meals ready to eat. Two prisoners of war would not eat the meals until one of the American soldiers ate them first to show them that they were not poisoned. Afterwards, they wolfed the meals down very quickly. They were obviously very hungry, and both were very, very thin as well, and in need of some certain sustenance. Apparently, they were looking for as much food as they could possibly get. They were both taken inside a building with their weapons discarded far away from them to make it look like that they were not trying to create an offensive action against American soldiers. As we drove back across the bridge towards our camp, we also saw the same group of POWs on the side of the road. This time it had swelled to about triple of the number we had seen 2 hours earlier, to about probably 70 prisoners of war, sitting in a long line circled by Constantina wire, cross-legged. They had been given a small amount of food as well, but were not being given the individual rations yet that the two prisoners of war we had seen previously had been given. This was in part because there seemed to be a lot more prisoners of war at this camp than there were soldiers actually protecting them. I think they were waiting for reinforcements to guard these troops. But they were obviously all taken within the couple of hours that we had gone down to this bridge crossing site to look at it. So again, all total, we saw at least 75 prisoners of war just by this heavily traveled U.S. Army bridge crossing across the Euphrates River, about 30 kilometers south of Baghdad today. For Talk Radio News Service, this is Gareth Schweitzer from Iraq.